Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
So one of my SE managers flagged something last quarter that I thought was interesting. She had an SE doing 4, sometimes 5 demos for a single deal. Same product, same use case, just more people in the room every time.
Like expanding the buying center? Different stakeholders wanting to see different things?
That's what everyone assumed at first. But when she dug into it, it wasn't that. The first demo just didn't land. The prospect walked out not understanding what the product actually does for them. So what did they do? They didn't say, that was a bad demo. They grabbed a colleague and booked another one. Like, maybe this person can figure out what they're talking about.
Oh, so the prospect is doing damage control. They need to show progress internally so they keep the process moving, but they're basically outsourcing comprehension to the next person in the room.
Exactly. And from our side, it looks like momentum. More stakeholders, more demos, the deal must be progressing. But it's not. It's spinning.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. Every episode, one idea, 5 minutes. Today, how to tell whether your deal is actually progressing or just spinning in circles.
Okay, so this is interesting because on the surface, more demos looks like a good sign. You're getting deeper into the organization. But what you're describing is the opposite of that.
It is. And it doesn't feel wrong while it's happening. The AE is happy because there's activity. The SE is happy because they're presenting again. But nobody's asking, did the last session actually move the decision forward?
So what was happening in those demos? Same playbook every time?
Pretty much. Very feature-centric. Technically impressive. But the SE was showing what the product can do rather than connecting it to what the customer needs it to do. And every question, even casual ones, got a 5-minute deep dive into the software.
The show-and-tell trap. Someone asks a simple question, and instead of, yes, we handle that, you get a walkthrough of 3 screens.
Right. And the SE wasn't doing anything malicious. They were proud of the product. But the customer's sitting there watching features they didn't ask about. And after 30 minutes, they've lost the thread of why they're even evaluating this thing.
And then the next demo gets scheduled, new people show up, and the SE runs the same approach?
With minor variations. Maybe they started a different module. But the disconnect between what the SE is showing and what the customer is trying to decide, that doesn't change. It's like repeating a sentence louder instead of saying it differently. And the sales cycle just stretches.
Okay, so how did your SE manager actually catch this? Because like you said, from the outside, it looks like a healthy deal.
She started tracking something simple. After every demo, she asked the SE one question. What decision is the customer closer to making after today's session? Not, what did you show? What decision did you advance?
That's a sharp question. Because if the answer is, well, they saw the reporting module. That's not a decision.
Exactly. And when the SE couldn't answer that question clearly after demo 3, she knew the deal was spinning. So she stepped in and coached a different approach for the next session. Less product, more conversation. Start with, last time we spoke, you mentioned X was your biggest challenge. Can we talk about where you are with that?
So instead of picking up where the demo left off, you pick up where the customer's problem left off.
Yes. And this is the bit that changed things. The SE went into the next meeting, no screen share, just 15 minutes of conversation. What's changed since last time? Who else is involved in the decision? What's still unclear?
And?
2 concerns surfaced that had never come up in any of the previous demos, because nobody had asked. The SE addressed both with about 10 minutes of targeted walkthrough. 10 minutes. After 4 previous sessions of 45 minutes each.
That math is painful. And it gets at something bigger. We treat demos as performances when they should be conversations. The SE's job isn't to present, it's to help the customer make a decision.
and the signal is right there in front of you. If new faces keep appearing and the questions aren't getting more specific, if Demo 3 sounds like Demo 1, your SE isn't building understanding. They're repeating information.
So the move here is pretty clear. After every demo, ask yourself, or ask your SE, what decision is the customer closer to making? And if you can't answer that,
then the next session shouldn't be another demo. It should be a conversation. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.